You're listening to SBS News.
It's been a busy week of politics in the United States. Democratic presidential candidates campaigning day and night while Roger Stone received a court sentence. Debate fired up for the western state of Nevada when six candidates faced off, vying for the Democratic presidential nomination. It was the ninth debate put on by the Democrats, but was the first one for former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Rival candidates did not hold back, Senator Elizabeth Warren accusing the 78-year-old billionaire of sexism.
This is a man who evidently has harassed women, discriminated against women, and then covered it all up with non-disclosure agreements. This is a man who has defended racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. It's time to say, if Michael Bloomberg wants to help us win the nomination, let's do it, Michael Bloomberg. Put your money in, but take your ego off the stage.
Frontrunner and winner of the New Hampshire caucus, Senator Bernie Sanders, joined in the attack, questioning Mr. Bloomberg's ability to appeal to voters.
In order to beat Donald Trump, we're going to need the largest voter turnout in the history of the United States. Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American and Latino people in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow voter turnout.
An ability to appeal to mass voters, Mr. Bloomberg argues Senator Sanders does not possess.
I don't think there's any chance of the senator beating President Trump. You don't start out by saying, I've got 160 million people, I'm going to take away the insurance plan that they love. That's just not a ways that you go and start building the coalition that the Sanders camp thinks that they can do. I don't think there's any chance whatsoever.
Former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, capitalized on the moment to criticize both Senator Sanders and Mr. Bloomberg simultaneously.
We could wake up 2 weeks from today, the day after Super Tuesday, and the only candidates left standing will be Bernie Sanders and Mike Bloomberg, the two most polarizing figures on this stage. And most Americans don't see where they fit if they've got to choose between a socialist who thinks that capitalism is the root of all evil and a billionaire who thinks that money ought to be the root of all power.
Mr. Bloomberg, however, argues he is the most qualified candidate to take on President Donald Trump.
I'm a philanthropist who didn't inherit his money, but made his money. And I'm spending that money to get rid of Donald Trump, the worst president we have ever had. And if I can get that done, it will be a great contribution to America and to my kids.
An argument former Vice President Joe Biden dismissed.
NBC did a poll yesterday. It says Joe Biden is best equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your poll said. And it said that I can beat him in those toss-up states, too, those states we have to win.
The debate comes before the Nevada caucus, the third vote in the race to find out who will challenge Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump has been answering questions over whether he will use his presidential powers to pardon longtime advisor Roger Stone. The 67-year-old has been sentenced to 40 months in prison after being found guilty of 7 counts of lying to Congress, obstructing justice, and witness tampering. Despite President Trump having pardoned people in the past, he says he wants to see what happens first.
But I'm not going to do anything in terms of the great powers bestowed upon a president of the United States. I want the process to play out. I think that's the best thing to do. Because I'd love to see Roger exonerated, and I'd love to see it happen, because I personally think he was treated very unfairly.
Stone is the sixth Trump aide to be convicted in a criminal case, all linked to Russia's interference in the 2016 election. The interference has been attributed partially to Donald Trump being elected. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.